This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he's getting closer to reopening parts of Colorado's economy. Polis said today that process will happen slowly and deliberately. The governor also responded to reports that some Coloradans describe his stay-at-home order as Nazism.
As a Jewish American who lost family in the Holocaust, I'm offended by any comparison to Nazism. We act to save lives. The exact opposite of the slaughter of 6 billion Jews.
Polis says even when the stay-at-home order is lifted, social distancing will still be necessary for months to come. Scientist and educator Trish Zornio suspended her campaign today for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate from Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Thanking her supporters via Twitter, Zornio put an end to her long-shot grassroots campaign. She said her way to getting on the ballot was dependent on meeting voters at events across the state, but COVID-19 put an end to that. She added that in these tough economic times, it didn't feel right to rely on donations. While her campaign has ended, she thinks it has helped lay the groundwork for the next generation of women and science in government. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Snow tonight and tomorrow. Most of it will fall in the northern mountains and foothills and from Denver and Fort Collins northward. Denver could get up to 7 inches when it's all said and done by tomorrow night. Currently 49 in the metro area. It is 63 and sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR.